This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Republican President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, are in a frantic to shore up official support to win a four-year term in the White House, with just six days to go until the November 3rd election in the United States. They campaigned in political battleground states Tuesday. More than 66 million Americans have already cast early ballots, two-thirds of them by mail, and one-third in person at polling stations. Many voters say they're looking to avoid coming face-to-face with others in the expected long lines of people waiting to cast ballots next Tuesday. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called China's communist government a, quote, predator Wednesday during a trip to boost ties with Sri Lanka, which has received huge investment and diplomatic support from Beijing. Pompeo made his latest attack on China after talks with Sri Lanka's president on security cooperation to keep open vital Indian Ocean sea lanes just south of the country. The 12-hour visit was the second stop on a four-nation tour. Meanwhile, Wednesday, China accused U.S. senators of telling, quote, all kind of lies, end quote, after a group of lawmakers put forward a resolution accusing Beijing of genocide against Muslim minority groups in the far northwestern region of Xinjiang. Lebanon and Israel, still technically at war and with no diplomatic ties, launched a second round of maritime border talks Wednesday under UN and U.S. auspices to allow for offshore energy exploration. The talks, expected to last 2 days, were held at the headquarters of UN peacekeeping force UNIFIL in a Lebanese border town guarded by army roadblocks and with UN helicopters circling above. After years of quiet U.S. shuttle diplomacy, Lebanon and Israel last month said they had agreed to begin negotiations. This is VOA News. The two leading drug makers have agreed to provide 200 million doses of their potential COVID-19 vaccine to the COVAX facility. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma has more.
A vaccine candidate developed by Sanofi and GlaxoSmithKline is in early stage trials, with results expected in December. Teams plan to begin phase 3 trials by the end of the year and request approval for the vaccine in the first half of 2021. The large quota of doses is set for a facility within COVAX, a coalition of governments, health organizations, businesses, and charities working to accelerate the development of COVID-19 vaccines worldwide. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Wednesday, Iran reported 415 new deaths from the coronavirus, the second daily record toll in a row in the Middle East's worst-hit country. This is among Iran's highest single-day jumps in virus fatalities since it reported its first case in February. Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf Wednesday became the latest official in the Islamic Republic to be infected by COVID-19. Algeria's Grand Mosque, the world's third biggest and Africa's largest, will host its first public prayers Wednesday, a year and a half after construction was completed. The modernist structure is smaller only than the two mosques in Mecca and Medina, Islam's holiest sites in Saudi Arabia. To its critics, the mosque is a vanity project and a symbol of the megalomania of former autocrat Abdelaziz Bouteflika, who was forced out in 2019 after mass street protest against his two-decades-long rule. The top executives from Facebook, Twitter, and Google have been summoned to testify before Congress Committee. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Some lawmakers on the Senate Commerce Committee think the big social media giants are suppressing conservative, religious, and anti-abortion views on their platforms. The allegations increased this month after the New York Post published an unverified story about Joe Biden and his son's business activities, which most other media outlets did not. So after being threatened with subpoenas, Mark Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey, and Google's Sundar Pichai will be grilled about what they post and what they suppress. Senators will also explore proposals to revise legal protections for online speech, which critics say allow social media platforms to avoid having to filter out questionable content. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.